Good afternoon, King Felipe. And the Chinese President Xi Jinping signed agreements on language exchanges and other areas today, as both sides vow to strengthen their cooperation. The monarch's visit comes as Spain, the Eurozone's fourth largest economy, continues its courtship of China and Chinese investment. In April, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez made his third visit to China in as many years. Felipe and Queen Letizia were met by Xi and his wife in front of Beijing's Great Hall of the People and were greeted with a performance by the military band and a 21-gun salute. China stands ready to work hand-in-hand with Spain to build a comprehensive strategic partnership that is more steady, more dynamic in development, and more influential internationally, so Xi said in his opening remarks. The Guardia Civil has dismantled an international drug trafficking network that used advanced drones to transport hashish from Morocco. The major operation resulted in the arrest of 9 people. According to authorities, the network used fixed-wing drones capable of long-distance flights at low altitudes, carrying several kilograms of drugs per trip. The drones were launched from Morocco's northern coast and landed discreetly at hidden sites along the Cadiz coastline. Officials described the operation as a major breakthrough in anti-trafficking efforts, highlighting the network's innovative use of drone technology. The European Union yesterday called on member states to help redistribute at least 30,000 asylum seekers to ease pressure on Italy, Spain and Greece as part of efforts to manage irregular migration across the Mediterranean. The announcement by the European Commission is expected to trigger intense negotiations among the 27 member states, many of which remain reluctant to take in migrants. Under the plan, other EU countries must either accept a share of asylum seekers from the frontline nations or provide financial compensation of €20,000 per person instead. The announcement, delayed by a month amid lobbying by EU capitals, will now form the basis of negotiations on how many asylum seekers each country is willing to accept or how much financial support they will contribute instead. Several member states have already said they will not take in any migrants under the scheme and will only make financial contributions. And Jet2, the UK's largest tour operator, has announced it will begin serving Gatwick. Starting in March, the first flight from the West Sussex Airport will depart to Tenerife. The airline's decision forms a key element in its broader long-term strategy for growth and value creation. The Leeds-based travel company has obtained permission to operate 6 aircraft at Gatwick. This expansion increases Jet2's presence across the country, bringing its total number of UK bases to 14. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.